Welcome. This is our Purple Podcast Project. Today, we are talking about health on this jazzy podcast of ours. First up, we have Alexa Fehrenbacher presenting our first health concept on anxiety and how it might affect you daily. So next up, as I said before, we're focusing on anxiety and how it affects you daily. There are many symptoms of anxiety, including chronic fatigue, restless legs, hot flashes, falling sensations, difficulty breathing, palpitations, which is things to do with your heart. I'll focus on more of that later. Swaying feelings, tingling, depersonalization, numbness, muscle tension, weak limbs, jumpiness, lightheadedness, dizziness, blurred vision, and chest pain. There's also other things it can cause, including insomnia and panic attacks, depending on how severe it is. There are different types of anxiety disorder. There's generalized anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, social phobia, or social anxiety disorder. I think this would affect you daily and be very, very concerning to you and help you during, may not help you, more of make it harder for you to do things during daily life and be hard to deal with, and it might be a turning point in how to learn this because there are so many things that it does to your body and affects you that it might be harder to do certain things, and it makes some people like the social anxiety disorder have.
As you said before, what is chronic fatigue?
Chronic fatigue is you are tired all the time and you're restless. Restless so that when you go to sleep, you still wake up and you're extremely exhausted, but it won't go away.
Okay.
Up next, we have Lance and Dream. And I have a prompt for you. Do you think it is more damaging to someone's career to develop mental health problems, or is it more damaging to have physical health problems?
I think probably mental health would be worse because it can affect how you act and what you do. And I feel like that'd be worse in a work environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Alexa. I'll be talking about congenital heart defects. It is the most common birth defects, and it's actually 8 out of 1,000 newborns have a type of congenital heart defects. And heart defects can be difficult on a person because your heart is the most important organ in your body. And so your body can't perform as well without it working good, and you also can't breathe as well because it causes more blood flow to the lungs, which means less oxygen can go into the lungs, and so you can't breathe as well. And some tests actually showed that kids in school don't perform as well in school, and we're not really sure why, but probably has to do with something with blood flow in the brain, so the brain can't work as well. And when newborns are born with it, they have to have immediate heart surgery. Do you have any questions, Kale?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
An example of a congenital heart defect is in Shaun White, and he had an inspiring turning point. I wrote an essay about it, and I wrote about how he was born with a congenital heart disease and had to have two surgeries before he was even two, and he got really good at snowboarding after knowing that his brother snowboarded, and then he started trying. And by the age of 13, he had decided to start snowboarding professionally, and his turning point is how he powered through his heart defect and realized that it only made him stronger and it wouldn't hold him back. And we can tell that Shaun White has been so successful because of this realization.
My essay was about my aunt. She has had cancer for about 4 years now. When she got cancer, it was tough for her, and she decided she had to change something. She started eating healthier, and that made a huge difference. You could tell that it made her have more energy, and it also, she started hanging out with family more. She moved back to Idaho Falls like 2 months ago, and she has just been with family ever since then.
Depression can be formed by a chemical imbalance in the brain. Also, there's about 3 million cases of depression every year. So it is a very popular disease. You can take medicine to help this problem. 9.8% of the people from the behavioral health center go to alcohol, and 5.5% use marijuana, plus 4.4% use cigarettes. Kids 12 to 17 are in the 70% smoke weed. Weed helps the mind get lost of the THC kills brain cells.
So,
hello, I am Dr. Willie Bobo, do you guys have any questions for me?
So I was wondering, Dr. Willie Bobo, do you think anxiety or depression is worse for your mental health?
Yes, I do believe. Wait, never mind. I feel like depression could be worse for your health because it is harder to get through. And anxiety, there are some medicines that you can take that will help, and with depression, it's very hard to get into it, and I feel like from hearing from my patients, it's very hard to handle.
So I was wondering, aren't there also medicines called antidepressants that will help you from stop being depressed, or do you think it's more of like a spiritual problem you have to work with yourself?
There are antidepressants, but I feel like they don't work 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And going back to the last question, now that you brought that up, I'm kind of thinking they're more even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're both pretty bad.
It's okay if it's your opinion, not mine, so. I was also wondering, is there any point? I've also heard that your turning point ties into this because you were in a situation where both of these mental health problems fell into place and it was hard for you. So could you tell us about that?
Yeah, when I was in med school, one of my closest friends fell into depression after starting to get bad grades and
heard that he also was in drug use, and so that affected how he was acting.
Yeah, and his drug use kind of caused his depression, and that kind of caused me to have anxiety, which made med school hard.
I can understand that, watching your close friends work through something like that. That is very, it's disconcerting sometimes when you have to watch your friend and it's hard to help when you're busy.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
So, tell me how you dealt with that and how it helped.
The way that I dealt with it is I just got him help with one of my professors, and he finally got through med school, but later I found out that he didn't get past his drug overdose. I mean, he OD'd and sadly died.
Well, that must be hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, do you think that would help you affect your anxiety more because you watched your friend fall into this?
Yeah,
despair.
It affected my anxiety, and it was not easy on me during med school, but I made it through, obviously, because I'm now a doctor.